From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Tammy Weber. Here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. A Delmar police officer faces a series of criminal charges. Delaware's Department of Justice says Officer Daryl Powell was arrested on multiple counts, including official misconduct, unlawful sexual contact, stalking, and offensive touching. Authorities say the alleged incidents happened while Powell was on duty in Delaware. In Kent County, an altercation inside Bally's Dover Casino Resort has led to serious charges for a former employee. Police say a dispute escalated when Jacqueline Twitchell allegedly struck a man with a handgun at that Dover casino. The future of voting is coming to Maryland. The state is rolling out new voting machines for the 2028 election, and they are currently on display at the Hilton Garden Inn on Kent Island in Maryland. Yesterday marked Maryland's crossover day, a key deadline for legislation. Some bills still hanging in the balance include congressional redistricting plans, juvenile crime charge reform, and limits to exotic animal ownership. Those all can still move forward, but face a tougher path in Maryland. And a proposed cell phone bill would limit student use all day in Maryland, including during lunch, and ban social media during school hours. If passed, that legislation would take effect July 1st in Maryland. In Rehoboth Beach, dozens of new security bollards are being put into place. The $1 million project is designed to enhance pedestrian safety around the bandstand and boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach. Maryland is on the hunt for the state's best ice cream shops. This year's ice cream trail will highlight spots that support local dairy farms. Consumers can then track their stops and be entered to win a prize as Maryland's best ice cream trailblazer champion. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Tammy Weber.